WXBC 104.3 FM, Martinsburg, the voice of Breckenridge County. Also streaming online at WXBC1043.com.
Well, good morning. It's 9:01, and by the familiar theme, you can hear that it's time for Bargain Barn, the Tuesday edition, and we are being brought to you today by the folks at Down Home Florist. They're located on Ballpark Road, the first building on the left, and good morning, Terry.
Well, good morning. Fun place to go. Even if you aren't really planning on buying anything, you'll end up buying something. So take your wallet in and start, because she has so many cute things in the shop. You just can't resist.
Well, there you go. And a wide selection. I've got a list here of all the things that she has, including live plants, silk and floral arrangements, swags, wreaths, cake candles, centerpieces, lithopanes, angels and eagles, flags, sun catchers, trunks, books and CDs, wind chimes, and they also do weddings and special occasions.
Absolutely.
And they do them well.
Oh, yeah, everything. Because she, if you have something strange or whatever and you'd like it made into a floral arrangement, she will figure out a way to make it something really cute. She has so many great ideas, and she does such an excellent job with whatever they give her.
I saw a neat planter. Are you familiar with the plants that are called hen and chicks?
No.
Okay, they're very hard to describe, but I saw someone who had taken a boot and cut the boot and put these hen and chicks around the boot. And it was a neat thing. So
it wasn't in the boot, it was just around it.
Kind of around it and in the top as well.
Oh, but, okay. Yeah. Because I've seen where people have floral arrangements where it's coming out, you know, it's actually coming out of the boot.
Yeah. But these are live, and I'm sure they have an actual name. And if we get a chance to talk to Delois today, maybe she can name that for
us. That'll okay. That'll be great.
I believe we already have maybe a call holding here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you would, give us the rules before we start.
We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to go to the phone, stop by the station and for $3 a day, we'll put it on cash and carry. Phone numbers are 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got two dogs that I'm wanting to give away free to a good home. They are 2.5 years old, and they are both females. They are part Labrador and Suburban Husky mix. If anybody's interested in these two dogs, they are free. They can call 270-945-0883.
That was 945-0883.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning. This morning, I still got my Buckmaster compound bow. It's got the arrows and the bag you pack the arrows in. It's a nice outfit. It cost over $500, and today I'll take $150 for it. That's the bottom dollar I'll take for it. And I've also got a Marina battery. It's been used maybe once. The man bought it, and the motor blowed up in his boat, so he turned around and sold the battery. And it's like brand new, and I'll take $60 for it. It's a 650 cold cranking amps, and my number is
270-536-3043.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bargain Barn brought to you every Tuesday by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. Hey, we've got a couple of open phone lines, so now's a great opportunity for you to call in. If you have something you want to buy, sell, or trade, phone numbers once again, 756-1043 and 547-1043. We will chat with Delois in just a little bit about some of the new stuff she got in. This is kind of a weekly thing. You know, you can talk to her one week, and by the next week, she's going, oh, I got to tell you about some new things. So that's why it's a good idea to just stop by the shop, you know, once in a while, because it always changes in there, and she tries to be so careful to pick out things that she thinks your folks will like for our particular community, and something that you're not going to just find at the local department store. So stop by Down Home Florist. They're going to treat you right. And, you know, she's always got something kind of cooking up in her head as to, you know, a cute idea to decorate with.
And you can give her a call at 270-756-5711. I'm sure she'd be glad to talk about any decorating ideas that you have.
Ready to go back to the phones?
I think we are.
All right. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. This morning I've got 6 rabbit cages. They come in 2 sets of 3. I take $25 a set. And I'm also looking for some wire cattle panels or some used farm gates. Either one. You can call 998-0013.
Give me that number one more time.
It's 998-0013.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes. Yes. A friend of mine's got a big dog. He wants to get rid of it. Pretty dog. He just got to where he can't take care of it no more. The big dog house goes with it. And it's free if anybody wants it. His number is 547-3809.
547-3809.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I'm looking for vegetables today, and also looking for someone that can haul off a couch for me. Number 617-3630.
That's 617-3630.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have a 200-channel programmable Radio Shack police scanner for $25. 4 sections of TV antenna tower for $50, a 17-horsepower Briggs & Stratton lawnmower motor for $100, and a 2-wheel dump yard trailer for $50. The number is 788-3728.
788-3728.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got an electric dryer for sale. Excuse me. It's white in color. It's 220. It's in real nice condition. And I think the name of it is High Point. I'll take 75 for it. I've got a dorm chair. It's in real nice condition. It folds up. And I'll take 20 for it. My number's 945-5803.
945-5803.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Give us a call, 756-1043 or 547-1043 if you've got something you want to buy, sell, or trade on the Bargain Barn.
And we'll be taking calls until about 9:30 this morning, so you do have time to get in, but no better time than now. Got lines open right now, 756-1043 or 547-1043 for Bargain Barn.
Hi, you're on. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, sir. I have an antenna, if anybody's interested in it, and they'd have to take it down, but I'll take $50 for it. And I also have somebody's cat here, and she's had her babies out here in my barn. She's got 5 out there. And if anybody's interested in them, well, they can come and get them. And my number's 788-6007.
788-6007.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Thank you, ma'am. I have some young but grown and some older Baney hens for sale. If somebody would be interested in some Baney hens, they're just all colors crossed up with a miniature white Leghorn and Old English and just different things, different colors. And so if anybody's interested in those, and maybe a couple pairs of grown mixed breed ducks for sale, if anybody's interested in those, my number is 270-233-4622.
233-4622.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Bargain Barn brought to you every Tuesday by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. School's getting ready to start up, and that means kiddos will be back. You know, during the school year, you can pretty much, plan on being able to, maybe send flowers and stuff. But we'll ask DeLois to kind of bring us up to date on, they have certain hours that they're allowed to do deliveries.
Right.
And, of course, every year we're way ahead on this. But, the 2 weeks, they've got the week before and the week after Valentine's Day, that nobody is allowed to deliver anything. Doesn't matter if it's a birthday or whatever. They cannot deliver during that time. But they do have certain hours. And, of course, she can bring us up to date on what they can deliver if it's somebody that rides the bus, because they do have limitations.
Sure.
No balloons and, no glass stuff. So we'll let her talk to us about that maybe.
And that's kind of a safety factor.
Balloons
on the bus, it blocks the view to the back of the bus, and it's a distraction for the driver as well, as the balloon is bouncing around in the mirror there. So, just kind of common sense.
Uh-huh. But you still have those that don't stop and think, and they order and go, then go, hey, what happened? I didn't get to send them home with them. It happens once in a while.
And it's a good time too. We've been running our back to school safety messages from a lot of our advertisers, but it's a good time to just remind folks that with school starting back tomorrow in Cloverport and on Thursday across Breckenridge County, that you're going to be encountering the buses. And remember, if a bus has its lights on, do not pass. Never pass a bus on the right, and just be aware you're going to have kids at bus stops, you're going to have additional traffic, and you are going to have those young drivers who are starting to drive to school for the first time, and be a little cautious as school goes back into session, because we don't want anybody's day ruined by an accident.
Absolutely. And, at this time of the year, even though we still have, daylight till pretty late in the evening, early morning, we've got some of these kids that are actually out at the bus stops when it's not all that light outside. So that's something you want to use some caution with also.
And as we move from summer into fall, that's going to become even more the case. Days have actually started getting shorter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's not going to be long before you're going to say, well, it used to be light at this time of day,
uh-huh.
and it's not anymore. So, that's one of those things, too. Use caution. Be prepared for the unexpected, because that's what the start of school is going to bring back. Again, you're going to have those kids at the bus stops, you're going to have those young drivers, and you're going to have an increase in traffic on the roadway in between probably 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the morning, and then, between 2:30 and 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, as kids leaving out of activities and things like that. It's not just at release time. You'll have kids leaving the school because you've got band practice, you've got sports practices and things like that. And you're going to have a lot of traffic that you haven't had all summer long. And you kind of get lulled into that, there's not going to be anything out by the school now. Now there is.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Hey, we've got our first Breckenridge County High School football game that will be coming up here very, very soon. I'm not sure if that first game is at home or not, though. We'll have to check on that. But, 18th, Breckenridge County Fighting Tigers in action. And they'll be kicking off their 2017 football season. So, it's always exciting. I hope you guys will cheer these these gentlemen on. They've been out there all summer long, like getting up at the wee hours of the morning to get out on the field to practice and, taking time out of their day for a sport that they absolutely love.
And Terry, we've got DeLois on the phone
awesome.
With us now. So how are you this morning, DeLois?
I'm good. How about you?
I am doing well. Thanks for asking.
How about Terry?
Hey, Terry.
Oh, I'm terrific.
Hey, I got a question first thing off, though. Are you familiar with a plant called hen and chicks?
Yeah.
Do you know what the actual name of that plant is?
No.
No? Okay.
That's what we've always called it.
Okay. Do you have those there?
No.
No. Okay.
All you have to do is get a start from somebody.
I know, but I don't know anybody that has them right now. So.
Well, we're putting the word out to the Bargain Barn listeners. There you go.
I probably can get a hold of some for you.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. That's one of those plants. My grandmother always had them, and one of my aunts had them as well.
Yeah.
And there are probably a couple of cousins, but I haven't been to their house to see them growing, but I would love to have a start of those.
Yeah, start's all you need, and then it takes off.
Okay.
And many of them put them in the clay pots, which is the better growing pots.
Well, we were talking earlier. I had seen one where someone had actually taken a boot, a leather boot, and filled it with dirt and made some slits in the side and slits on the top of the boot and kind of put them along the side and the top of the boot that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Most of those old boots have slits in them already. So
if it was a good pair of boots.
If a real farmer was wearing them.
Absolutely. If it was a good pair of boots,
yeah. You just put dirt and the flowers in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's one of those that, like, kind of like violets. We don't carry a lot of violets. We carry them every once in a while. But so many people exchange them that, you know, they're not good sellers for us, so we just don't keep them in here. But those type plants, like the hen and chickens, they're just, I don't know. They're a little flat plant, and I don't know whether people realize what you're talking about, but they're a little flat plant. They kind of look like a cactus.
Almost, but no prickly spines on them. They're just...
Thank goodness.
Very small, they stay very short, and when they reproduce, they reproduce in a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start out with one, and the next thing you know, you'll have three or four, and they
they're
just
like
kind of
rabbits.
Yeah, they grow out in a clump from that central plant.
So this is not a flowering plant then.
I don't know that I've ever seen them flower.
You know, most plants do have a flower on them, a bloom.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell what they are.
Okay.
Because so many of the blooms are weird-looking things that you just think it's something weird on it, and like mother-in-law's tongue.
It has a bloom.
Snake plant. They do bloom.
Wow! All I ever did was kill them.
And it's awful. It is a terrible smell, and you really don't want it in your house when it's blooming.
Hmm.
But we had one years ago at Little Flower Shop, and came in one morning. And I'm like, what is that smell? And we discovered that some people call it a snake plant, but mother-in-law's tongue was blooming, and it was horrible.
Hmm.
But it was nice to see. It's interesting to see.
Sometimes
I have a couple of orchids out here that just bloom every once in a while for me, and depends on how I'm treating them, I guess. And the plant man says, how do you get them to bloom? I said, beats me.
I just leave them
sitting where they are, and that's one of the secrets to plants is put them in a spot and leave them. They'll be moving them around.
Okay.
Well, they don't like that shock.
Oh. Huh.
They're kind of like bad neighbors, I guess. Once they get there, they won't stay there.
But then always tell us about some of the other cute things, the good smelling things that you have in the shop.
We do have some good smelling things. I got all kinds of roses, and we're trying to get into the fall colors now, oranges and yellows, and we have Solidago and, of course, purple status, and we keep a variety of flowers here so we can make a nice mix cut just about any time of the day. If you give us a few minutes, don't always take very long, but depends on what we're doing. Generally, we can have you out here in under 20 minutes anyway. But a lot of people just run by, husbands in particular. They forget days and they're in a hurry and oh, I got to do this because she's going to be expecting it, so we try to do it in a hurry for you.
I find that incredibly hard to believe that guys would forget special dates.
I'm sure. So just for that, we have a program called I Remembered, and you can sign up with us, and we'll try and remember the day for you.
Well, a little help never hurt anybody.
No, it didn't. And we still have our program going for the cemeteries, too, so you don't want to forget that.
Okay. One of the things that we were talking about earlier with school going back in session is delivery to the school.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've got some restrictions on that, and we were just wondering if you could bring us up to speed on that.
Well, as far as I know, we still have the same restrictions as last year. I haven't talked to any of the school personnel yet, but we have to be at the high school by 9:15, so it's best to order something the day before so we have time to get it ready and get it out there. Because of the way I understand them, they have one break and it's in the morning, and that's when they deliver these things or let the kids pick them up. And then at the middle school and the elementary schools, we just need to be there before the buses get lined up. So you got to remember, some of the schools are kind of far out.
They are, and their buses will, of course, line up earlier, so.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to be there. We would like to be there before noon so we can be out of the way and the kids can enjoy whatever they're getting.
Okay.
But as far as that, you can't have balloons or glass on the buses. So if your kid rides the bus, they're not going to let them take the balloons on. But if you're picking them up, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. One of the other things on the list of things that you stock here, it says something about lithopanes. And I'm assuming that's a pane of glass with some sort of image on it.
Well, we don't carry those anymore. They got terribly expensive, and I'm not sure I still have one left. I think I've sold that one.
Well, I'm taking that off the list.
They were a porcelain that was painted inside backwards with a light on the inside.
Okay.
So that a guy in New York discovered how to do this, and he was a very patient man. All of them were hand-done, signed and numbered, so they were getting quite expensive. A little 4x6 would run you about $75.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's kind of expensive.
Well, yeah, but you understand why.
Absolutely.
And doing everything. So we sort of stopped carrying those.
Okay.
But I probably can still get some if you're desperate for them.
Okay.
But that's what a lithopane is.
I was just curious. I read that, and I wasn't sure, so.
Mm-hmm. I was at a store over at, I think, in Brown County, Indiana, and discovered those and thought they were beautiful. And we had them that were the Christmas and the everyday ones and covered bridges and all kinds of neat stuff he did. But as I said, they're terribly expensive.
I've been to Brown County. It's a neat trip.
But it
is. If you are going, wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to walk a lot.
And walk a lot, yes. And one of my salesmen compares me to stores in Gatlinburg. He said, you've got stuff in every little nook and cranny in here, and that's where we got that idea for nook and crannies, Terry.
Okay.
And we do. We try to have things. It'll take you 4 or 5 times around the shop, and we'll let you look all you want to.
Okay. Well, Delois, we probably need to get back to the other phone callers, but
okay.
is there anything in particular you want to mention today?
No, just remember that everybody's going back to school and everybody's a little anxious, a little nervous, and I know some mamas out there are going to be crying because their kids are going to kindergarten. But it'd be all right, but just watch on the highways and streets. Be careful out there.
And watch for the young drivers, the ones that have recently obtained their driver's license, and so this mm-hmm. might be their first venture out to be going, you know, getting into the school traffic thing too.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of forget about them, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure there'll be some congestion out here.
Oh, absolutely. There is every year.
Yeah. So just hang in there.
All right. Well, Delois, thanks for talking to us this morning. If anybody needs to get in touch with you, 756-5711, and you're located there on Ballpark Road, the first building on the left, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Delois, you have a good day.
Been my pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's
Delois Bell at Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. Really fun place to go and shop.
Hello.
Do we have any cash and carry, or are we going to take some phone calls? Okay, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for 2 15-inch stars, mates, to put on my front of my 91 Dodge Caravan, and the stars are mates. Please call 270-422-3795.
Okay, that was 422-3795.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a nice day. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, Terry. This is Miss Nottingham. I want to thank you. I found someone to fix my floor for me, and
great.
I actually looked these hen and chicks up while you guys were talking, and it's Sempervivum. The botanical name, Sempervivum. And those are the ones I guess you guys are talking about. They got like rubbery like leaves and almost like stickers on the end of them. Is that what you guys are talking about? They used to put them in bleach bottles, too.
They used to make, like, flower pots out of the bleach bottles and make holes in them and just stick them in that dirt, and they'll just grow.
They absolutely will, and I think that's what we're talking about. When we get off Bargain Barn here, I'll give it a look
on
the air.
That's what they showed on the webpage, and I may know. I'm not going to make you no promises because they may be gone because I had some. Because I don't like them. And if she's still got any of them, I'll see if I can find you one. But I'm not going to make you any promises.
Well,
you
bless
know?
Your heart. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ms. Dunningham. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I'm looking for someone that cuts off and hems up men's trousers, denims, and dress slacks. And my number is 270-276-5500.
All right, that's 276-5500.
Yeah,
I think I can help you out there. I'll call you after the show.
Yeah, my wife used to do all that, and she got disabled.
Oh, okay.
She had surgeries and all crisis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am, I have the old hen and chickens. I've got bunches of them.
Oh, there you go.
They'll grow in the ground or they'll grow in a pot. And they will stay all winter. You don't have to worry about them freezing out. I've been outside all the time.
Okay, who is this, please?
Maxine Tripp.
I thought it was Maxine. Okay.
Yeah. If you will, and if you're by my house and I'm at home, I'll be glad to give you some.
Okay.
They're the easiest thing to raise that I've ever found. You don't have to weed them. You don't have to take them in the wintertime or anything. They just keep growing.
With my brown thumb, that's exactly the type of plant that I need. Miss Triplett, if I could get your phone number, I'll give you a call later, okay?
Okay. 547-8684 or 6452.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Now live at Beulahville.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Terry, you mentioned cash and carry just a minute ago, and this morning we do have one thing on cash and carry, and that is a house for sale by owner. They are doing an open house Saturday, August the 12th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's like new, completely remodeled. It's located at 103 East 5th Street in Hardinsburg. If you'd like more information, call 270-617-4045.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And if somebody has something that they want on cash and carry, it's easy. All you do is stop by the radio station, and for $3 a day, we can put your item on cash and carry or items. No price limit, so just stop by the station and we'll help you out.
Okay, Terry.
Let's go back to some
probably,
more phone
probably
calls.
Time for a couple of more phone calls.
Okay. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, Terry. Sorry about that. I'm looking for an outside dog kennel. I need a 6 foot tall, like an 8x10 or 12x10 or something. And I'm looking for a 350 Chevy motor throttle body that runs good that I can hear around. Looking for parts for an 01 Pontiac Grand Prix. I need mostly front end body parts. I buy a whole car to get the parts. If somebody got a junk one. I have a beautiful Brenlow female boxer. I take $100 for her. Number 617-1441.
That's 617-1441.
Yes, thank you, Terry.
Thank you. All right, just a couple more minutes here for the calls on the Bargain Barn. Otherwise, we're going to start squeezing our doors shut. You can give us a call, 756-1043 or 547-1043. Bargain Barn brought to you every Tuesday by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. We are recording today's program. Yes, okay. So if you missed anything, all you got to do is go back and go to the podcast section on our website in just a little bit. And Mike will have that up there and you'll be able to hear not only today's program, but past episodes. And, of course, our website, we're really proud of it. Lots of good information. We love to take pictures, and we like to get pictures, too. If you got some special pictures, we'd like, you know, send them to us. But fun place to go and spend a little bit of time is the WXBC website.
Absolutely. And here's something. If somebody's got a picture of hen and chicks, If you could send that to us at WXBC@BBTEL.com, we'll put it up on the website so people don't think I'm insane.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
Or maybe they still will, but they'll identify the plant.
I'm trying to picture what it is you're talking about. Yeah. And I probably have seen them, didn't know what they were called. I'm terrible with plants. You know, they're either pretty or they're ugly. They smell good or they stink. That's my knowledge of plants.
Well, I'm terrible with plants. They're either growing or they're dead.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier with the mother-in-law's tongue. My mom gave me one years and years ago, and she said, this is a plant you cannot kill.
Want to bet?
I did. And Delois has taught me over the years, because I'd say my problem is I forget about them. When they're wilting, I drowned them, and then, you know, so my husband is now in charge of our plants, and we have things blooming all the time because he waters them on a regular basis. So,
okay.
Just the wrong person tending to them.
Well, Terry, we don't have anything holding right now, and it is time. So another edition of The Barn is in the books. And again, we've been brought to you today by Down Home Florist, located on Ballpark Road. It's the first building on the left, and you can give Delois a call at 756-5711 if you've got an idea about something you'd like her to put together for you, or you can simply stop by and see all the things she's got on display.
Absolutely. Hope everybody has a great day. It's going to be a gorgeous one out there. And we'll let the music fire up, and then we'll see you tomorrow on the Bargain Barn. Bye-bye.
All right, Terry, thank you. 9:32 here at WXBC. Stay tuned. We've got music coming up for you here in just a moment. And we're going to get out of the way, let the legal ID roll, and then we'll be back with Billy Currington.
WXBC 104.3 FM, Hartonsburg, the voice of Breckenridge County. Also streaming online at WXBC1043.com.